And sit down. Are you still here? Okay. So, okay. How many of you are enjoying the camp? Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 1. It said, wisdom has built a house. Everybody say, wisdom has built a house. And he has hewn, and she has hewn what? Seven pillars. Everybody say seven pillars.
Seven pillars.
Say seven pillars.
Seven pillars.
Yeah. So I'm actually teaching you wisdom. And it is those pillars we are talking about. We've spoken about five pillars or remaining two pillars. Seven pillars means you are strong. Yeah. And you see, when you are not strong, okay, when you are not strong, it means anybody at all can bully you. Okay. Yeah. And the devil's aim, listen to me. The devil's aim is to get you out of church. If the devil wants to destroy you, the first thing he does is that he separates you. Shall I say it again? If the devil wants to destroy you, and the devil can destroy you in so many aspects, and I'm saying that, look, I've been pastoring young people for a long time. I have come to believe that the devil is interested in destroying the lives of children more than he's interested in destroying the lives of adults. Look at me. 15 minutes and I'll close. The devil is interested in destroying the lives of children. You think that children have not done anything, children are cute, children are harmless. To the devil, children are harmful. So it is, somebody should advise this boy. Somebody should advise him. Somebody should just advise him. Somebody should just advise him. Bring him here. Come and sit here. You, go and sit here. You, go to the back. No. You, yes. Come and sit here. Sit here. No, look, I'm one of the few pastors who beat. If I decide to beat you in this camp, you will not be happy. I'm saying that, look at my face. The devil is interested in destroying the lives of children. The devil doesn't like children because it is children who will fight him. God has decided that the person he will use to disgrace the devil and to fight the devil, the person God will use is a child. And so the devil has also decided, he knows it. He knows that his principal enemy, look, if your father is a drunkard, he's a drunkard already. We don't have to do anything about him. Yeah. But if the devil can get to destroy you, then he has destroyed a lot of generations after you. So when Jesus was born, Satan entered Herod.
Oh no, don't worry. Don't worry about him. I'm here.
When Jesus was born, Satan entered Herod. When Moses was born, Satan ended, he entered Pharaoh. Yeah. Seek to destroy the lives of children. And I'm saying that the very first thing the devil does, watch me, I'm closing. The very first thing the devil does to a young person, if the devil wants to destroy you, is that he will separate you. If you think I am lying, ask the prodigal son. He separated the prodigal son. Bible said that a certain man had two sons. The younger of them came to the father and said, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me." And Bible said that his father divided his living. His father. I am not sure I am that father. Yes, that as I am alive, my two boys, the younger one will come and tell me that, "Daddy, divide your portion and give me the goods that falleth to me." It is a slap that falleth to him. Slap. But he said the father divided his living and he gave him his own. And Bible says, not many days after, he gathered everything and he went into a far country. Have you not seen that since you had this phone, your life has changed? You don't mingle with your friends again. Yeah. Suddenly, some people have been texting you secretly. It is the way for the devil to dissociate you. To separate you. If the devil can get to separate you, the devil will separate you from your friends, the devil will separate you from your family, the devil will separate you from church. And then he will destroy you. By the time the devil was done with the prodigal son, he was eating with pigs. Remember the story? Yeah. He was eating with pigs. I'm not sure you'll be hungry so much that you'll be struggling with pigs, with their food. Pig. He was eating with pigs. If the devil can get to destroy you, listen. I went to school. Do you understand? By the grace of God, I dropped out. I didn't go to school much. I'm a school dropout. But I understood that there are two forces. Listen to me. Look at my face. I'm about to close. There are two forces. Now, those of you who did science, what is a force? The force is what? A pull or a push. Now, listen to me. There are two forces that are working on you. One of the force is against you, and one of the force is towards you. It's a pull or a push. At every point, listen, as we are sitting down here, there is a force, there are two forces that are struggling on you. And because I'm a school dropout and I didn't understand science much, I tried to understand these two forces. Yes. One of the forces is called centripetal force, and one of the force is called centrifugal force. They would have taught you by then. You people are literate. You went to school, so they would have taught you. They would have taught you. Now, this centrifugal force, it is the force that pulls you away. It is the force that tells you, don't go to church. Don't go to rehearsals. Don't have your quiet time. Oh, stop the church. This, that. This force is that force comes from the Latin word fugel, which means a fugitive. It separates you. I didn't go to school. You went to school. You should understand this better than I do. It separates you. And then the other force, which is called the centripetal force, it pulls you. As a force is pulling you to church, another force is pushing you away from church. Sometimes when you wake up, you are confused whether you should come to church or you shouldn't come. Now, the greater the force, that is where your direction will be. The greater the force. It is you just define the force. You say it is the pull or a push of an object. Clap for him. Clap for him. Very good. You can represent your school at the National Science and Maths Quiz. Yeah. Now, my aim is to convince you. Listen to me, I'm closing. My aim is to convince you, to tell you that, listen, never succumb. Never agree. Never give yourself to the force that is pulling you away. Because if the devil can succeed in separating you, then he has succeeded in destroying your life. I think it's clear. I'm done. I can close. Oh, yeah. If the devil can succeed, if he can successfully say that I have completed my mission by separating you, he has made it. We have people who don't go to church. They are Christian, though. They have Christian names. They don't go to church. Having a Christian name, it doesn't even mean anything.
Yeah.
But listen, I am campaigning that you must remain in church. You must what? Remain in church. And be a church. Like, we should be able to refer to you that you are a church member. Lizzie, we should be able to say that you are a church member. You are a member of the church. Just that description alone is enough. You are part of the church. Oh, this one, she is part of us. The way your headmaster can say that you are part of the school. How many of your headmaster knows you? Your headmaster knows you. And your headmaster, he will know you because you are not a lot in the school. In the school that the headmaster knows you, you are not a lot. I know a certain school, the people in the class, they are just 6. Why won't the headmaster know everybody? 6. Uko Saito School. Saito School, nipa beye 355. Headmaster, he doesn't even know you. How many of you are more than 100 in your class? Hey, all of you attend international school. Does the headmaster know everybody in the class? No. And headmaster, no. He doesn't have time for those things. Yeah. Now, when you become a church member, what is your role? What is your duty as a church member? Number one, your first role as a church member is that of a faithful attendee. Go to church regularly. Hey, let me give you one of the best advice in this life. Go to church. Yes. You see people say that, oh, serving God is in the heart. How do you say it in Kumasi? It's not true. That statement is not true. Tell them that I said that statement is not true. Yes. Go to church regularly. Be a faithful attendee. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2. Bible says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Be a faithful member of your church. Yes. Some of you today, you attend this church. Next Sunday, you go to this church. Another Sunday, you go to this church. Because they told you that they are sharing toffee here, you go there. Oh, it doesn't happen in our churches here. You go to church here, you hear that they say they are doing harvest, you go there. They say they are doing Children's Day in this church, you go there. I sorry, be I walk Kumasi be animal. And my mother said, I should follow her to her church every day. Listen, this church is your church. You must be a faithful member of the church. You must be a bona fide property of the church. Look, my church people, they know me. You must be what? A faithful church member. I am talking about your role as a church member. Write it. That's the title. Your role as your duty as a church member. What is your duty? Your first duty is that you must be a faithful member of the church. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. A faithful church member. One day. When I say one day, you say one day. One day. You see, when we say you are a faithful church member, or we say you are faithful to something, it doesn't matter. Look, the people who support Manchester United, even when Manchester United people, when they lost a match, they still like the team. Or you don't move to Real Madrid. No. You are there. Like those of us here in Kumasi. Kumasi, which team do we support? Asante Kotoko. You people are there. Fabulous, yes. Look, we can decide that we will not eat fufu because Asante Kotoko has lost the match. Or, yeah, Didi. Such a supporter, we call them die-hard supporters. Whether we win, no. We lost, oh. We've drawn, no. We are still die-hard supporters of the team. You see that we are wearing the team's jersey. Yeah. The people who like Messi, those who like Messi, when Messi moved from one team to the other, they follow. We are die-hard supporters of Messi, not the team. Are you still here with me? Yeah. You must be a die-hard supporter of Jesus Christ. Whether the team wins. So, look, about 3 months ago, I traveled to one of the regions in Ghana, Western region area. I went to have a conference with the children. Now, when I was entering the town, it's a well-known town. I won't mention the name of the town. But when I was entering the town, I saw a very big billboard. Like Kumasi, if you see a big billboard, it's Funra. Funra. People, you like Funra? Hey. 90 years, 50, you like Funra here. When they picked me from Sofo Line, I saw the billboard, big. Some of the people, they buried them 2 years ago, but still, the billboard is there. 3 years, and the person has died, but we are celebrating 3 years, and he have done a billboard, big one. Openi Jesse, 92. Now a friend to man, or that's so say. Oba Penny Ama. Cool. Big billboard, she's on it. Now, so back to my story. When I was entering that town, I saw a very big billboard, and the people wrote on it, die hard supporters of, then they wrote the name of their MP. It's that the people, they like the MP. No problem. Then I entered the town. When I entered the town, there were no roads. It is a town that there must be road, though. Like, what happens in that town, there must be road. Because the people that they have money, there must be road. But there were no roads. Dusty road. Hey, you can't park anywhere. Everywhere is bazaar. And I said, but why have the people made a big billboard in the road? Die-hard supporters of so-and-so. That was where it occurred to me that when you are a die-hard supporter of something, it doesn't matter whether the thing is working, no. It is not working, no. You are there. Die-hard supporters. You must be a die-hard supporter of Jesus Christ. Whether people are insulting Jesus, whether people are insulting the church, they are not insulting the church. You are a die-hard supporter of the church. You must be a faithful member. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man, a young person, a young girl, a young boy be found faithful. Your very first duty and your very first role is that you must be a faithful church member. Come to church regularly. Hallelujah. Come to church. Rehearsals, come. All night, come. Convention, come. Prophetic service, come. Prayer meeting, come. Any church service, come. This is what faithful people do. They are always available. Are you here with me? What is your first row? Your first row is what? Faithful attendee. Number two, your second role in the church is that you must be a stable Christian. Stable. Everybody say stable. Say stable. Say stable. Yeah. If you come to church regularly, by all means, you'll be a stable member of the church. There are people who are not stable. Today they are here. Tomorrow they are here. Before I came to preach, I just heard that a certain political party, their women organizer have defected to another political party. I said, you are not serious. You are not a faithful, and die-hard supporter of that political party. Me, I don't do politics, but if I were doing politics, you would have seen. You would have seen that I eat politics, I drink politics. But I don't do politics. Yeah. I don't do politics at all. Politics is everywhere, but me, I don't do politics. You must be a stable. When we say stable, stable means you are not moved. You are there. You are there. Always available. Yeah. Stable. Psalm 92, verse 12 and 13. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Yes. Psalm 92, verse 12 and 13. You, what course are you doing in secondary school? Eh? Technical. Do you think? Technical. With your parents have sent you to school to go and do technical. Then next week you've changed that you want to go and do science. Another week you move to business class. Another week you have moved to visual art class. Another week you have moved to a Greek class. Hey, when are you going to do your technical? Every day you are moving from one class to the other. That is what some of you do. One day, I had a church member, and I was calling on my. She didn't come to church for I think 2 weeks. When I called her, the mother picked. The mother said, "Please, who is this?" I said, "Oh, this is your daughter's pastor." He said, "Is it the one at Pentecost?" I said, "Hey." So my church member has been attending Pentecost, and I didn't know. And I said, "No, I'm the one at Light." I said, next week she will come. Last week she went to Pentecost, but next week there she will come. Oh. When she came, I asked her that, why do you attend two churches? She said, "Oh, Pastor, I attend two churches in case." I said, "In case what?" He said, "In case I'm not happy here, then I'll go there." Listen, you must be a stable church member. Yeah. Look. This thing I'm teaching you, it will even help you. It will help you in your normal life. Sometimes you see people of a certain age who are not married. It's because they are not stable. Today they see this girl, they like. They see this one, they like. You see this one, they like. They see this one, they like. You will never be stable. Maturity is choosing something and staying with that thing. That is maturity. Today you are in Anglican. Tomorrow you have gone to a candle house. Then you have gone to traffic light. The following week you have gone to powerhouse. Then next one you have gone to Nicasava house. You have gone to this thing, cross of Jesus, Friends of Judas Iscariot International, Run for Your Life Chapel International. Every day you are moving to a different church. Every day you are not a stable Christian. If you do that, the devil will separate you and he will destroy your life. I mean, hurry to finish preaching. Go do for whoever. Now, someone the bank with you, Anna. Someone the bank. Maybe in the bank. Mutimu, you mean by Obian Castle, Reverend Yankona, you could do for me. Mean by Habio Mo. Oh, that remember. And then let's see me, but where me fine. Sir. Moody, me a man who beba mabe wo bi amami waha. Moody woman beba camp no. Walai. Let's see it, yeah, I swear. Me di bubusi a phone in beba. Yeah. What is your first rule? Your first rule is what? That of a faithful church member. Faithful church member. Your second rule is that what? You must be what? A stable Christian. A stable Christian. Hey, are you writing or you are drawing? No, are you writing or you are drawing? She's drawing. No, this one. You are, right now, you have turned into an artist. You are drawing. Continue. Koswa na koso. Ooh. Say a stable Christian. Say a stable Christian. Say I will be a stable Christian.
Yeah.
Don't be a Christian today. You are a Christian tomorrow. You are not a Christian. The day you are dying, when we put your coffin there, we should read and say that you died a Christian. Yeah. You died a Christian. I mean, that is the testimony I want to hear. The day they will lay me in state and the people are reading the tribute, I should hear them say that Reverend Ike has died as a Christian. Have died as a Christian. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. A year 2 months now, what shall they call him? If I pastor you for 2 weeks, you'll be happy. Hey, mama make us a crowd. Yeah. Next one, number three. I'm just giving you seven, then we close. Number three. Your third row is that you must pay your tithe. Everybody say, I must pay my tithe. Now look at me. Put the camera on me. Let me talk to the people there. Listen, there is so much controversy about whether children should pay tithe or not. Like I told you, I don't do politics. I don't do politics. But I believe that children must pay tithe. Case closed. I will not even argue with anybody. If you have any argument to make, argue with yourself. I do not think that the blessings of the Lord are selective. God blesses everyone. Every human being needs a miracle. So you see people, children don't work, children don't this, children don't that. It is not important. Even people are saying that tithe is an Old Testament philosophy. Reverend Ike, my name is Reverend Ike. I don't do politics. What I'm saying is that children must pay tithe. Clap for Jesus. Children must pay tithe. Case closed. No. Listen. To you that you argue whether children must pay tithe or children must not pay tithe, I have this to tell you. And even to those of you who say that tithe is an Old Testament something, I have this to tell you. The tithe and the offerings you bring to the church, that is what we use to run the church. As we are here, we've been here, light is on. You go there, you use water. When you go to a typical church, we buy instruments, we buy this. Where do we get the money from? When we go and buy drums, we go to the drum seller. Then we start speaking in tongues. Mako Ramande Siribo Sakabran Taraba. My name is Reverend Ike. Give me 2 sets of drums. Is that what we do? If electricity is finished, I take the car to ECG. When I go, then I put the car down. Makato Rabande Siko Taraba Sakata. Please give me ECG. They'll slap me. No, they'll slap me. They'll say I am not normal. So your 1 CD. Your 2 CDs, your 5 CDs, your whatever. Your parents give you money to school. How much do they give you to school? How much money do they give you to school? How much money do your parents give you to school? Yeah, every day. You and your siblings, they give you 100 CDs every day. Don't say ish. Different colors. One people, different. How many siblings do you have? 5 siblings. It means everybody is doing what? 20 cities. 20 cities. 10% of 20 cities is what? two cities. If you have 20 cities, can you not give God two cities? No, I'm asking you a question. If you have 20 cities, can you not give God two cities? You can give God two cities. It's clear. Now, what your 90% cannot do, your 10% cannot do that same thing. Whatever problem you have that the 90% cannot solve, that 10% too cannot solve that problem. But there is a blessing when you give to the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9, Bible said that honor the Lord with thy substance. And this scripture didn't say adults or workers. It said honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase, so that thy barns be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Honor the Lord. Honor. This instruction is not to adults only. He said, honor the Lord. Otherwise, John 3:16 should be for adults. Otherwise, there should be a separate Bible for children. Otherwise, there should be a separate heaven for children, and there should also be children's service hell. Children's service heaven, children's service hell. Children's service Bible, but we read the same Bible. All of us here, we read the same Bible. The Bible you read is the same Bible the adults read. So when the same Bible is talking in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, that honor the Lord, the Bible is speaking to everybody. Look, God is wise. If God wants to talk to children, he mentions their name and he talks to them. Ephesians 6, verse 1, he said, children, that he's talking to, he said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. If God wants to talk to wives, he said, wives, submit yourself to your own husbands. If God wants to talk to husbands, he said, husband, love your wives. If God wants to talk to servants, he said, servant, submit yourselves to your masters. Where God does not say anything, it means it applies to all of us. Yeah. It applies to all of us. Honor the Lord. Honor the Lord with thy substance. Your auntie came to visit you. When she was leaving, she gave you 100 cedis. 10% of that 100 cedis, which is 10 cedis, is for God. You must learn how to give. You must learn how to honor God now. Otherwise, when you grow up, you will not be. Some of you, they give you money for offering, and you use the money to buy sausages and popcorns. I am telling you that you are doing something very bad. God's money, and you have stolen it, and you are using it to eat. You should be afraid. If you want to steal from somebody, don't steal from God. It is a dangerous thing to steal from God. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. He said, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now therein, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on you, and there shall be no room to receive it. This is God speaking. But then, let me say something here. Every now and then they insult us. They insult us. As for pastors and politicians, we are suffering though. Pastors and politicians, we are suffering. It is the politicians that make them insult us. You see that they say pastors are chopping their money. Pastors are dry. When the pastor buy a car, it's a problem. Hey, come back. When we give you break, you do everything. You don't know me, eh? When pastor buys a car, it's a problem. When pastor goes to restaurant to eat, it's a news. Pastor cannot eat KFC. If pastor eat KFC right now, it's a news. Why is pastor eating? No, why is pastor eating ice cream? How much is ice cream that when a pastor is eating ice cream, it's a news? It's a problem. It's in Daily Graphic. Pastor cannot drive. Like, pastor, yeah, you must be poor. You must wear oversized suit. Your shoe must be dirty as a pastor. A normal pastor, your shoe must be dirty. Your clothes must be oversized. Artificial bowl again. Your shoe, friction must catch your shoe. Yeah. Pastor, you must always look tired. Pastor, you just have to eat rice without stew. Poverty is a sign that you are on your way to heaven. Don't put on weight. Pastor, you put on weight. No, it's a problem. We will not suffer here. You will not suffer here. Yeah. Pastor also deserves to eat ice cream. Yeah. And you insult us. And now, Pastor, Asori Sikanu. And the people who shout that Asori Sikanu, Ukosha, they don't even give anything. Me, do you think that if I'm looking for money, I'll come and pastor children? No. If I'm looking for money, I'll never pastor children. I will never. If I'm looking for money, I will not be a pastor. I know where the money are. The people who know where the money are, they go and do that job. Pastor job. But you see, what they don't know is that when you serve the Lord, He will bless you. God has a way of blessing His people. Yeah. Hey, Sunday, how much was your offering? Last Sunday, how much offering did you give? 5 cedis. If I have 100 children in my church who are giving 5 cedis, Sunday, how much will be the total offering? 500 Ghana cedis. Nice one. Do you know how much petrol cost? 500 cedis. How much of 500 cedis do I have to put together every Sunday before I buy a car? Even this is the real case where everybody is giving 5 cedis. Oh, some of you come, you don't give offering. Even this camp that we have come, some of you came here, you've been here since Wednesday. You have not even paid one kobo, but you are here. All this thing they don't understand. Who? But there is no. Hey, pastor's son is wearing new shoe. It's a news. Pastor's son cannot wear new shoe. Yeah. Give to the Lord. If you love the Lord, anybody you love, you give to the person. Yeah. Give to the Lord. Give your tithe. Learn how to give your tithe now. It sends me to the next one. Fourth one. Your fourth row is that learn to give your offering. Your fourth row is to give offering. Your fourth row. Wake it up. Wake it up. When we give a break, you go and sleep. Wake it up. The boys around you, they will do you shaggy. When we give break, you go and sleep. We are not going for break till 11 p.m. I gave you a long time to go and sleep. Yeah. Learn to give your offering. When you are going to church, take an offering. Take an offering. You think what I'm preaching is above you. Take an offering. Your parents give you offering. You use it to buy sobolo. You use to buy gizzard. You buy sausage. You buy popcorn. I know it. What you don't know is that you are stealing from God. You are stealing God's money. Stealing God's money. God is not happy with you. You are stealing God's money. Are you changing? Are you changing?
Yes.
How many of you can see that you have stolen God's money before? You have stolen God's money. Some offering they gave you, you didn't give the offering. Or sometimes, even the money they gave you, you divide it into two. You divided it into two, then you gave half. Then there, how many of you? Hey, some people are telling the truth. Others, they are doing like, how many of you have stolen from God before? You have some offering be they gave you. You yourself, you have seen that. No. When you were about to give the offering, you went to the urinal. Before you came back, they had finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something. You see, I was talking about tithe. The tithe I'm talking about, it is not even the amount, but it is about your heart. Yeah. When I was in class 5, I started paying tithe when I was in class 5, when they explained it to me. I used to pay tithe with coins. Coin. Do you know coins? Yeah. Today, to the glory of God, I don't pay tithe with coins. It will get to a time, your tithe will be more than somebody's salary. You don't understand the English translation. I said, your tithe will be more than somebody's salary. Start early. Give your tithe. Give your offering. Give to the Lord. Listen, hey, don't mind what pastor will use your money for. Just give it to the Lord. You are giving it to the Lord. Anytime you are giving, say, I am giving it to the Lord. If the pastor decides whatever he will use it for, it's unto him. It's between him and his God. Wake up, wake up. Leave her. When they give break, you sleep. You see that you are running around, running. I saw you people. I said, you people, I'll get you. Some of you, when they get break, you know, you went to play, you collected football. You see, who said, watch it. One that, and now with the bank, who's where they are, hey, with the bro. Number five. We are doing seven, then we close. Number five. Your fifth role is to make your talent and gift available to the church. Your talent. God has blessed everybody with a talent. Some of you can act drama in the church. Some of you can sing in the church. Some of you can dance in the church. Some of you can play instruments in the church. Some of you can do media in the church. You can do so many things. Bring your gift and bring your talent to help the church. Yeah. Are you here? Whatever talent God has given you, if you use it to glorify God, God will give you more. Whose phone is ringing when I'm preaching? Your talent, you use it for God. You use it to help the things of God. God will give you more talents. Some of you have hidden your talent. You have hidden your talent. You can sing. You never sing. Rather, you will join your school graduation choir. Oh my baby, yeah, every year. Oh my baby, yeah, every year. You go and join your school culture group. K. Then the dignitaries will be spreading 5 CDs on you. When you come to church, you can dance. You never dance. Yeah. We should come and see you. You are part of your school's choreography group for graduation. Yeah. Last time they were going to do graduation, you were the lead choreographer. And now boom, Musei, and they were clapping for you. Hey! 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 But when you come to church, and they say, come and dance, you will not dance. You say that you are shy. By your school, you are not shy. Hey, you are the next person I will knock. You are the next person I will knock. Make your talent and your gift available. Make your talent and your gift available. Yeah. Anything you can do in your school, you can do it at church. Poem. Some of you graduation poem. You go and recite poem. You can also recite poem in the church. It's called spoken word. Poem in the church is called spoken word. Yeah. But you don't learn it. You can memorize a long poem for school graduation. You cannot memorize a whole chapter of the Bible. You can't. That is why I'm saying that the thing is about where your interest is. What you believe in and what you love is what you do. Janelle. By this time, you should know me. This is what you are doing. Don't worry. Number what? Number six. Now close. Your sixth role is to know your pastors, to love your pastors, and to respect your pastors. Do you understand it? Your sixth role is to know your, you must know your pastor. Yeah, you must have your pastor's telephone number. My church members, they have my telephone number. If you sleep and you dream that cockroach is chasing you, call me. Yeah, I'll pray for you. When is your birthday? You call me. I'll pray for you. When you are going to write exams, you call me. I'll pray for you. Yeah. I just prayed for a church member last week. She was going to write exams. She called me. I pray for her. You are not happy. You are in your house. You are not happy. You call me. We'll talk. Yeah. You must know your pastors. Some of you attend a church that you don't know the name of the pastor. Yeah. But Cristiano Ronaldo, you know his girlfriend's name. You know his birthday. You know the car he drives. You know his car registration number. You know everything about Cristiano Ronaldo. But I don't know anything about your pastor. Yeah. Four things you must do to your pastors. Number one, know your pastors. Four things you must do to your pastor. Know your pastors. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 12. He said, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you." Know your pastor. You must know your pastor. If you are here, you don't know your pastor, it means that you are not part of the church. You must know your pastor. Hey, do you know your class teacher? 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 Yeah. No, you can't say you don't know your class teacher. Hey, do you know, what's your name? Sit up. Why are you sitting down like a politician? Do you know your class teacher? What is his name? Eh? Your class teacher is called Kofi. Utipen. Is your class teacher your Tipen? What is Tipen? You see your Tipen and you call him Kofi. So what is the name of your class teacher? Sir Kofi. That be me country. What is the name of your class teacher? Madam Hamza Suleiman. What is the name of your class teacher? Sir Samuel. So somebody know the class teacher. What's the your class teacher's girlfriend's name? What's the name of your class teacher? Sir Prince Mafu. You know the teacher's names. Lizzie, what's the name of your class teacher? Madam Joanna Bilson. What's the name of your class teacher? Madam. Madam Portia. Yeah, school unkubi. Unkubi. Now, Madam Portia, de nye de. Madam Portia, de. Ni oni senim. Madam, no oni senim. Unim. It is, you don't go to school. School no ukonu. Ukonu, bed. Eh. Somebody should advise that boy. What's the name of your class teacher? Say what? Sir Pilato. Pilato no any guy name. His real name. Sir Pilato. Tiamwa. What's the name of your class teacher? Madam Alberta Usua. If we ask you, what's the name of your pastor? Eh? Yeah. You should know the name of your pastor. Hey, Kweku, what's the name of your pastor? Kweku, what's the name of your pastor? Hey, Usofo did the same. Eh? Bishop, I see your friend, Usofo, Bishop. Now, Bishop, eh, D. I said, Bishop. What's the name of your pastor? What is the name of your pastor? What is the name of your class teacher? Eh? Say what? Say Oja. Oja, Oja. Say Oja. Say Oja. No, but boom. Or ship out. Sasa Oja, no more say, Sasa class teacher, who said trouser, and Dahase. Crama Becker trouser. Omo can't shame say. Say prince oh, they be a mukita kin. Omu peroko kra adodo. And the patutu no mama tiroko. Sister tiroko. Rock of fawa. Hey, umu bechiro. School bia was a teacher bakuna or peroko chain bibia. Sister is sharp. Oh, I'm a tiroko. And at the like mental, do they still do mental? Hey, 7-4, shut. Don't let you even think so much. Hey, 2x4, shut. Hey. Are you still here? Are you still here? Number two. After knowing your pastors, number two, you must respect your pastors. Respect. Everybody say respect. Your pastors. 2 Thessalonians 5, verse 13. And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourself. Respect your pastor. Yeah. When you come to church and you see your pastor, hey! When you come to church and you see your pastor, go and greet. Hi, Bishop. My name is Susu, and so I came to say hello to you. So you see Bishop, hey Bishop Ubao, hey Bishop Ubao, then you go and run. No. You go and greet. Bishop, please, I came to say hello to you. Yeah. Can you do it? Yeah. If you respect somebody, you don't gossip about the person. Some of you, your parents have been sorting us in the houses. True of us. They've been sorting pastors. So she said, so for my bicycle, dear kwan. Janelle, sit down. They insult the pastors in the house, and you gossip about pastors. Number three, you must believe. Say believe in your pastor. Say believe in your pastor. Yeah. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 20. He said, "Hear, O Judah, and ye inhabitant of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and ye shall be established. Believe in his prophet, and ye shall prosper." If you believe in your pastor, you will prosper. You will prosper. One day, my prayer is that when I see you, you'll be driving your own car. As you stay in the church and you believe in the words of the pastor. You see, in the morning, I quoted a scripture from Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, that God said he will give you pastors after his own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Now, these pastors, listen to me, I'm closing. These pastors, if you believe in them, you will prosper. You prosper. Yeah. I believe in my pastor. I've built my own house by the grace of God. I'm in my own house. I drive my own car by the grace of God. Because I listen to my pastor. Some boy is following you. Pastor said it. I was going to mean Babu. Pastor is jealous of my boy. Hey. O boy, Okada dry die. Okada rider, Kwanu in Jarenu, we are jealous of him. Now, Okada rider, why will I jealous him? I didn't know what I mean. The boxes, they say, hey, you know, Hey, who's our boyfriend now? Okada rider. Okada no say any dear. Eh, we can pay on tie. And now we now wak ya or hima wa nechina and prum sandia no pobe ba so no wako trans a ukada tatan nechina or no sim chrome ni idea. Ufu se wabaso. Or true and just say we are talking Missy KFC crap. Indomie, I indomie amawa, a wana girl in a nim pre we who indomie that we're crassini. We're crassini. Who did be machi because of Indomie? We are crassini. We are villager. Okada ne bet me Okada ni free the same sia unishe. Ah, Bema to me to a friend is saying a pep student. Answer Bema. Those are the boys you people follow. We are villagers. Believe in your pastor. Believe, you see, this is what people don't understand. Though. When we say believe, they say, it's your pastor, God. It's your no. Did we say we are God? I'm not a God. I am not a God. As I'm praying for you, dear, it's not a problem. You see, the people who insult pastors, eh, they are the people who need pastors more. If you give birth, you are looking for pastor to come and do naming ceremony. If you die, they are looking for pastor. Funeral, they are looking for pastor. Or China say they almost say pastors no obia benya job wokumasi has it because or China a year walk room no and yeah ye kitwa. As the people are rehearsing to go and cry tomorrow morning, no. Pastors so or they are preparing word of God to go and preach tomorrow morning. Obia yeshi much refoy why a ma a lot of activity during the weekend. Why is it that when you have a funeral, you don't go and call your class teacher to come and do the funeral? Why is it that when you are going to do naming ceremony, you don't go and call your class, your headmaster to come and do it? But the moment it's pastor, it's a problem. It's a problem. Pastors, there, you people, you hate us. You hate pastors. Oh yes, you hate. I've seen that people hate pastors. People don't like pastors. Hey, when the pastor issue come right now, hey, the way they'll put it on TV and they will dissect it, they will do surgery, microscopic, take the things one by. Hey, people don't like pastors. People don't like pastors. Meanwhile, when they are going to do wedding, they are looking for pastors. Yeah. Naming ceremony, they are looking for pastors. Funeral, they are looking for pastors. They buy a new car. Say he's afraid there. Or if they don't pray over the car, he will get accident. They are waiting for pastor to come. They are waiting for pastor to come. Yeah. You are sick. You are about to die. Hospital cannot cure you. They say, oh, please, Nyamini, move afraid Nyamini Pano. Because that one you are afraid. But when people put pastors, when the pastor makes a small mistake, hey, it's a news. Yo, it's here for a higher peace. Yako PMU, ewo. Aha, Christ, eh? Yako PMU, a career. Yesi, o sophobia, o trimwa kasano. O ni girl bi, koye niyama biya, enfata. Hey, you see that new people that say so for no more buy, that say so for no more buy, they will sort out, they will sort. Hey, oh, people don't like pastors. You don't like pastors at all. And it takes us to the last one. Pray for your pastors. Pray for pastors. Yeah. Me, if I buy trotro, I'll write on it, pray for pastors. Or if I buy a taxi, I'll write, pray for pastors. People on Twitter, they write, pray for car owners. On say car owner, no see car number, to pray for him. They be a car in a workshop, so pray for car owners. But me, if I buy Twitter, I'll write, pray for pastors. Yeah. What pastors go through. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1. He said, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of God may have a free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Pray for us. Hebrews 13 verse 18. He said, pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. Pray for pastors. No, pray for pastors. Pastors are also human beings. Pray for pastors. You see, sometimes the way people insult pastors, it's what I do. Can insult pastor. Meanwhile, these same people, they will need the pastor. Yeah. One day there was a guy, I'm about to close. There was a guy who used to attend my church. A very young boy. Hey, when we go and call him to come to church, you should see him. Pastor, me, if I come today, next week I won't come. Oh, small boy, I'll be begging him. No, pastor. I said, oh, come, let's go. No, pastor, you can't be pushing me like that. No, you can't push me like that. Oh. If you do, I won't come to the church again. Hey, I am always begging the boy. Is there a microphone on? I think it's okay now. It's okay. I'm always begging him. I'm always begging this guy. So at that point, he stopped the church. Everybody say, oh, he stopped the church. I'll go and look for him. He will not mind me. Sometimes Sunday morning, if I go, he's asleep. He said they should tell me to go. He will come. So for a long time, he stopped coming. The last time I heard of him, I heard he died. He died. But that was not even the sad story. I'll tell you the sad aspect of it. It's not the death, which is my problem. When he died, I think he died in the weekday. During the weekday. So they have to bury him before. If you're a young person, you die. We can't keep you. No, we can't keep you. I think he died on Tuesday. By Wednesday or Thursday, they were going to bury him. But the sad thing is that when they were going to bury him, they were looking for pastor. And because he doesn't go to church, there was no pastor.
Yeah. Two.
Thank you. Because he doesn't go to church, there was no pastor. So I think that they went to call a certain pastor to come and preach at the funeral. Now, when he came to preach at the funeral, they said the pastor was in a hurry, so the pastor left. You understand? The pastor left. When they got to the cemetery, is there a problem somewhere? Anything that has been connected, they should just remove them. When they got to the cemetery, the pastor who came to preach at the funeral, he left. Now they need a pastor to pray so that they put him in the grave. They couldn't get the pastor. So the boy's uncle, he prayed. And the boy's uncle told the people there that you see the importance of church. You see the importance of having a pastor. The importance of having what? A pastor. Pray for pastors. Now, your seventh rule. I'm closing. Your seven, that's the last rule as a church member, okay, is to bear fruit in Christ. Everybody say, to bear fruit in Christ. Say, to bear fruit in Christ. Yeah. As you live in church, as you stay in church, we expect that you will bear fruit. May you become a fruit-bearing Christian.
Amen.
You didn't hear me. I said, may you become a fruit-bearing Christian.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will bear fruit.
Amen.
You will bear fruit. In Jesus' name. Close your eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. We honor you. We pray that, Lord, May we play our roles well in our churches. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Did you enjoy this session also?
Yeah.
All right. So, listen. It is almost 6:30. Is our supper ready? Supper is ready. All right. So, you are going to eat supper. And then, we shall come back at 8. We are coming back at what time?